and we look at the odds. Grand Final 2020, Penrith have eased out to two. Can you believe a team that's won 17 in a row is $2.20? Fairly cold outsiders, Melbourne $1.72. And Sean, people are piling into the Storm.
They are, yeah. Two-thirds early doors is on the Storm. It's a really funny head-to-head price. This after Storm won their prelim on Friday night, they were about $1.85 thereabouts to win the premiership. It was still the outright marketers at that stage. And then Penrith obviously were a bit unconvincing, which I don't really agree with. They were the dominant team, but the scoreboard doesn't suggest that. But the punters seem to think they're unconvincing, and the Storm have firmed all the way into that $1.72 mark at the moment. I think, if I had to guess, I think they'll drift back out and it might start a little bit close to that pick and range. So if you do Penrith, which I do, yeah, I think there'll be a little bit of love for them. Like 220, I can't have this game far off a coin toss, if I'm brutally honest. So 220, I think that might firm up. So if you like Penrith like I do, I'd probably back them early.
I'll tell you what might be the go, Joel, if Sean's saying that. Oh, my God, the start. People are taking Melbourne minus two. You people are nuts. You should just take Melbourne off the stick. Why are you going to give away 2 points? This game has potential to be a one-point thriller. The last time they played, it was, Penrith won 21-14, but it was close all the way. I'd like Penrith plus two there. I'm happy to give up the $2.20 and take the $1.90, but I've got a little bit of insurance there just in case it goes down to the wire.
I'm with Sean. Like, I'm tipping the Melbourne Storm. I'm cheering the Melbourne Storm. But it's a dead set flip of the coin.
I agree.
It's a flip of the coin. Like, Penrith are being heavily underestimated. Kickout comes back, which is huge.
Yeah.
See, Crichton was so quiet last week because people were only worried about him. They're not worried about that big fella Kickout coming through, were they?
No, you're right. And Capel did a couple of nice things, but gee, made some errors as well.
Yeah.
The thing about Penrith is I thought when they started so badly against the Roosters, I thought, oh, the kids are nervous, but they've got that out of the system. They'll flog South. Well, they didn't flog South. But again, I am left with that feeling of there's no way this team are going to bomb four tries again. No way. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to create that many tries against Melbourne. But take note, the weather... It is, and I better check this because I checked yesterday, 70% chance of rain on the Saturday, an 80% chance of rain on the Sunday, an 80% chance of rain on the Monday. We're not at a wet grand final for a long time.
Yep.
And I get the sense the two best defensive teams, even though it's a high-scoring final series, I think we're in for a defensive war.
Yep.
And you see there, have a look at that. Average total points in the last 10 grand finals, and this includes... Some games where they blow out at the end, like what South did to Canterbury a few years ago, 28 points a game. That's total, 28 points a game.
Mm.
This, to me, are you on the same page as me thinking whoever wins is going to win tight and it's going to be low scoring?
Yeah, the other thing is too, and the referees, they all have their own styles.
Yes.
Right? So you have to study the referee style as much as you study
100%.
The other team's style. Now, the referee this week, Jerry Sutton, he's going to be doing what he's done all year, and he doesn't
mind. Let him get away with murder.
Well, he doesn't mind. If you could literally sometimes, you'll see this on footage, you can stand a metre in front of him,
yep.
You know, and there won't be a penalty for offside or even a six-to-go discretion. So that will apply to both teams, by the way. So for that, it means that the defence is on you even more.
Yep.
Two defensive teams already, defence on you even more, factor in the rain. Well, it's, you know, it's got a 16-12 thing written all over it, isn't it?
Last week, he did the South-Penrith game. There were 5 penalties total and 4 set restarts total.
Yeah.
Like that, he had absolutely swallowed the whistle, and there were so many instances.
You could literally stand in front of him.
Yeah. Well, there's so many times. Cook did this a couple of times. He would deliberately run into the marker who wasn't square to try and get 6 again, and Sutton would just swallow the whistle.
Mm.
That's why Coruscant just kept running. He just kept running. He wasn't looking for 6 again. He was just running.
So to be clear, that will apply to both teams.
Of course.
But you need to, and they know this, like Ivan Cleary and Bellyache, they'll be all over that, won't they?
And the ref knows that if he blows 4 penalties, no one's going to say boo. But if he blows 14 penalties, people will go, oh, you killed the game, even though he may have... You blow penalties early, and you are successful in opening the game up.
Yep.
You swallow the whistle early. The coaches are right onto that. Lay all over them, stand offside. But no one ever criticises the ref for blowing three penalties.
I know a story for fact, right, where years ago a coach went to the officials and said, listen, this club who they're playing does this all the time. You guys need to be on top of that, the grand final. Yeah. The referee's boss at the time rings the head coach of that other team and said, you know, we know what you guys are doing. We've been alerted to that. You've been doing it for ages. We're going to ping in the grand final. To which the coach said, are you? All right. You're going to ruin the grand final by awarding 50 penalties. Yep. Go for your life.
Yep.
And they won't, will they?
You know, I don't like when refs... we already have too much attention on them, okay? I don't like... I've said this for years. This should have been my Bambi. There should not be a press conference to announce the referee. I know it's an honour for Jerry Sutton, but the honour is running out on ANZ State. It's not Tuesday answering the same questions. Oh, I find that adds pressure that is unnecessary.
Pressure. It does add pressure.
Well, what? I mean, you don't dream of making a grand final so you can do a press conference on the Tuesday. You dream of making a grand final whether you're a player or a coach or a referee so you can run out there and be part of the biggest event we've got. Anyway, so we're all on the same page there, which gets us to what do we think will be our best bets? Right, now, you're going to put together a same-game multi involving yes. all our tips, but firstly, this is our singular best bets. Joel, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, well, I will not regret putting Momorowski into the centre. What are you laughing at?
I've just seen what Sean's is, and I've actually ruined his spiel here because I actually did it first. I didn't see what Sean was.
Okay. I wouldn't regret playing Paul Momorowski right centre. That could you regret playing Brinko there? This has been the most unstable position for Melbourne all year.
You've been calling for Brinko Lee's head all year.
No, well, it's been their most choppy and changey position all year, that right centre, and it just happens to be the most lethal combination in the whole of the NRL, that left side of Kickow and Crichton. Crichton scores.
Gee, it's short.
$2.75.
In a grand final.
Nah, mate. He scores. Crichton scores a try, and he missed out
Turn
last
the
week.
Dial, Sean. You can get that to $3. Come on.
Nah, that's, I'm happy with that. He scores a try.
Fine. Okay. Sean, sorry, I did spoilers for you, but okay, present your case for your best bet.
Well, I dropped out for a minute there, so I might have just misheard what you said. But Penrith plus two. I said before, I think this is very much a toss of the coin sort of game. Couldn't agree more with what you all said about the referee impact. It's going to be a low scoring affair. I think we saw the totals get a bit out of control off the back of a high scoring first round of the finals, and there was two prelims that were in the 40s. I think we'll never see that again. They both went under. And we're back to a total of about 36 or 35 and a half. When it's that low, and I think the game's in for, you know, that pick'em sort of areas, then plus two for me is the only bet I can possibly have.
And well done to Sean, because he did pick the two unders last week. One of them was 40 points, but it was still under, so that's all that matters. And I've gone down the same path, and that is the under. Now, when I first picked this, it was 36 and a half, and I should have gone onto it. I should have gone onto
Big
it straight away.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's a massive. Now I'm not reluctant to bet on this, but I'm not as confident. But I still think plenty of points in hand there, and that is one for all your multis, which we're about to get to. Melbourne this year have conceded 14 points a game. Penrith 12.8.
Wow.
And when they met this year, I think 21-14 was high scoring for this matchup, and that was 35 points. Mm. So, and the other thing that kills an under bet in a grand final is the last 20 minute blowout. All right, I just don't see whoever wins blowing this game out. So, under for me, and we all seem to be on the same page. But Joel, you wanted us to have a same game multi, and I think we want everyone to get involved with this, don't we?
Well, they can. Well, get behind us, but we've come up with one together, right?
Yes.
So I'll kick us off. Or you kick us off, Dan.
Well, I found the alternate under, okay, at 30 and a half, because I think this has got 16, 14, 14, 12, 11, 10 written all over it. So just to bump up the odds, I got it, my individual one when I put it on was $2.92. So that just adds some flavour to it.
Gee, this is juicy because what have you got here, Shawnee?
Yeah, I've gone down the 1 to 12 path. And I don't usually like it as a bet, if I'm brutally honest. But when the totals are as low as what we're seeing, we're all predicting a pretty low scoring affair, then you can find a bit of value in the 1-12. But I like Penrith, so I've gone that way.
You know what I like about this bet here so far is that you've gone under 30.5, the alternate, right?
Yes.
So therefore, it's in for 4 or 5 tries.
Yes. Right? It all matches up.
So therefore, 1-12 sort of makes sense in that sort of low scoring affair.
Yeah.
Can Stephen Crichton score one of those 5 tries? Is what we're asking. And I'm tipping Stephen Crichton will score, and you're getting a price of almost $20.
We did not confer on this, by the way. We're just on the WhatsApp. We just all picked our individual one, but they all marry up beautifully.
I'm going to take that. I have to take
it. You can't put it out there. You can't put it out there and then watch it come home. That's the worst thing.
Good bet, boys.
All right, so good. Now, come on. Can you bump it up to $20? Come on, Sean.
We might be able to do something for the punters here.
Oh, thanks. You're bumping it up by 75 cents. Thank you. that's just a nice even $20.
Can we put it in the popular same game multis, maybe?
We'll get it in there. People will be able to find it.
Have you seen the popular same game multis?
I have seen. I'll tell you what I have seen.
It's
you
a great functionality.
That.
So what it is, why Dan's looking at this, is that we start to publish, and when you click on same game multi, below that you'll see popular.
Yeah.
You click on that, you'll actually see the most popular same game multis, and it says how many punters have backed it. So what you can imagine what happens is, say there's 1,000 people on a same game multi, people go, oh, I'm jumping on the bandwagon here, and that goes out even further.
Yeah.
So we can easily get whacked when these come
good.
Up because so many people are on the same
excellent.
Same game multi.
By the way, you've got the Broncos women at $1.38. That's giving money away.
So here's what I'm proposing.
They're the best. They have never lost a meaningful NRLW game. They lost one last year when they'd already qualified for the final.
So what we're calling for, Dan, let's try and enter grand final with our same game multi as the most popular.
Okay.
Let's see where ours gets to.
I like that.
Yeah.
You've got a grand final bingo.
We've got many. So we've gone to the well. We're going bingo mad. So we've got a featured one.
Yes.
We've got, or if it's not there, we're going to have one with just Panthers players.
Okay.
One with just Melbourne Storm players. One with very short price favourites.
Yes, you've got all those. But this is what I wanted to the BYO grand final.
Mm.
Right. So you're going to have, for instance, the short prices. Either Cam Smith or Nathan Cleary to win the Clive, you get $2.30. Any three of Vunivalu, Pappenhausen, Olam, Crichton, or Tuttle to score a try. So you need three out of those five, $3.50. But then you've got all those. But then you get into some of the I think more fun ones.
You can get involved, by the way. So tweet us with what you like.
Yeah. You can. I'm just looking for something. So either let's say Jerome Hughes or Jerome Luai to win the Clive, $11. Okay,
Jerome, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Kickow and Munster to each score a try, $17. All right, it's just all these little weird combinations. Mansour, Toto and Kickow to each score a try. Now we think it's going to be low scoring, but if it becomes high scoring, $23.
Can I give you a trick? You can't do Clive Churchill and Nathan Brown spoke about this in the AFL, and the same will apply for them. You can't do Norm Smith or Clive Churchill in your same game multis.
Yeah. It's
however,
a different mark. It's a different.
Yeah.
Thing.
However, you can request it for your BYO. So you might go Vunivalu first try score into Cam Munster, Clive Churchill. I think it's just a technical thing, I suppose. But
okay. So here's one. Vunivalu first try scorer, very possible. Mansour second try scorer, very possible. $81.
Yeah, that's good.
See, now that I mentioned that, I'm going to have to put money on. I'm going to have to put $5 on. All right, but now, who's going to win? Now, Sean, you've picked Penrith 1-12, but does that mean you've picked Penrith to win, or you're taking the juicy price?
It's going to be a cracking game. It wouldn't surprise me if it's 1 or 2 points. Either way, it brings that +2 really into play. But I'm going to tip Penrith to win the game as well.
Okay. Joel?
Exactly the same as Sean, except I'm tipping Melbourne purely because of my hip pocket. And also, too, they've just got that little bit more experience, haven't they?
I think we have overrated how loose Penrith were on Saturday. I think they were better than that. They just didn't have the polish.
Mm.
I'm with Sean. I think the value is incredible. By the way, hasn't been a drawn grand final at halftime since 1976. That's at $8.
Ooh.
And the bet that I will be having something on, $15 for extra time.
Wow.
This game has tight written all over it. $15 for extra time, I think, presents a little bit of value. And I can see a team winning by 1 or 2.
And with fewer points, it makes sense, doesn't it?
I am tipping Penrith, I just think it's their time. I think they've got over their little humps. And I also don't believe in fairy tales. I just don't believe. Very rarely does a fairy tale happen in sport. So that's not the reason I'm tipping Penrith. But I think Penrith just.
There's a bigger fairy tale than Cameron Smith potentially. And that is
the bracket
getting
up.
A coach seeing his son win the grand final, win the Clive. That it is huge. If you coach your son to a grand final and he gets the Clive Churchill, that's as big a story you get. It is huge.
I only have, so we all know Martin and Johnny Lang, the last father-son coach-player combination. I only found one more coach-son combination. Do you know who it is?
Fulton? No.
Bang!
Was it?
Bob and Scott Fulton. Didn't win, but 1997 against Newcastle. All right. Enjoy your grand final, everybody. We will be back. We will be back next week with a wrap-up, and then we'll start to look ahead at Origin because we'll have the squads by then and we'll be able to put together the teams, and then we'll be on through the Origin series. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the game. Good luck.
Thank you, the Warrigal's favourite son, and you, Joel Kane. Good luck with your radio show.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy grand final week, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.